from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me today on Impact Catalyst is the founder of Leaping Love, Vanessa Bernard. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Leaping Love is a really interesting concept. You prepare gift baskets specifically themed or geared for people who are going through cancer treatment.
Yes, that is correct. I am a six-year cancer survivor. And basically ever since ringing the bell to mark my last chemo treatment, I just felt this strong urge and desire to give back to the cancer community. So because of that, I developed this Leaping Love care package. And yeah, I just want to remind cancer patients they're not alone. And I included products that I personally used when I went through treatment or that I wish I had used when going through treatment.
Yeah, so let's dig into that a little bit. You know, as you went through the treatment yourself, what were things that made sense for you to get as a gift, or you would have liked to have gotten as a gift that may not be in normal gift boxes?
Yeah, so when I went through it, to me, the hardest part was this up here. It was my mind. It was, you know, your mind takes you to dark places. It was anxiety, stress, depression. And I had never had any of these things before. And so that was actually the hardest part for me, actually harder than the physical side effects and the fatigue and the pain. So because of that, I felt like it should contain things that would be more of a holistic approach, and it should have products for the mind, body, and spirit. So with that, for the mind, you need to improve your cognition. You need to have a distraction, engage your mind, because you get chemo brain. Actually, it's a thing that you unfortunately get when going through chemo. Your memory goes, you're just always kind of foggy. So those items are, for example, we've got puzzles, we've got games, and then for the body, you get usually really dry skin. So there's lotion in there, and the lotion is unscented because lots of times you get a little, certain scents will actually make you nauseous. So unscented is usually the way to go. There's also fuzzy socks for comfort. And there's also some protein bars, because you usually need high protein diet when going through something like that. And then for the spirit, it's kind of like what I was just talking about. It's things to distract you, mitigate depression, anxiety. So I've got a meditation app in there, and I also have aromatherapy dough that you can actually knead and squeeze whenever you're, like for myself, when I go to a doctor's appointment or when you're getting treatment, it just kind of, it helps alleviate that anxiety a little bit.
Makes a lot of sense. Sounds very thoughtful. So, you know, as you came out of your treatment and, you know, felt this need to, to get back to do something with your life that supported, you know, people going through this process, why did you decide on a small business, you know, product-based small business versus some sort of nonprofit thing? You know, why were you drawn particularly to this path?
Yeah, so I kind of consider myself a hybrid, if you will. I like to have the website, so it's got the retail portion of it. So anyone who has a loved one, well, they can purchase a box and send it to them. But then the hybrid part, I guess, if you will, I work with a lot of nonprofits and charities that I'm giving my boxes to. So I'm kind of in that happy medium. I kind of appease both of them.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, running a small business is one of the hardest things to do. Obviously acquiring customers in the days of scattered attention, dealing with logistics and shipping and returns and all of that. Certainly your process in doing this is infused with meaning, but how do you handle that struggle, and how's that road been for you?
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. I've never had my own business before. The biggest challenge I have is that, you know, when you work in corporate America, you've always got, for example, you've got your IT guy. So when I have issues with my computer or some sort of IT issue, I don't have anybody. It's me. So I'm Googling, how do you fix this problem? Not having other people there to bounce ideas off of. I, of course, have friends and family that, you know, I do end up bouncing ideas off of. But otherwise, from the day to day, it's just me. And that's probably the biggest struggle I have. And of course, going into it, you know, that's how it's going to be. But yeah, that can be the biggest frustration for sure.
Makes sense. And you've utilized some local resources. I think you were at the greenhouse, spent some time there and hopefully found some support there.
Yeah, the greenhouse is awesome. And for the listeners that don't know, the city offers free courses and training and mentors for people, usually specifically in your industry. So I've connected with several mentors, have helped me. They give me advice. They, of course, don't do the work for me, but they are kind of a guide to, you know, help me out. And they'll tell me some of their experiences and what has proven successful in the past for them. So that's been an awesome resource for sure.
That's great. And where do you feel you're at in your journey with Leaping Love? You know, what are your ambitions as far as growth? You know, are you kind of in cruise control now, or do you have some plans to expand into other product areas or walk down some other paths?
Yeah, so I just started this year, so I'm, I guess, in the infancy stage. I definitely don't feel like I'm in cruise control yet. But as far as future products, I do want to expand into the pediatric realm. Right now, my boxes are just for adult men and women, but I do have some contacts, and I am actually in the works of producing a pediatric box and working with a local nonprofit that specifically helps children. So that's what I've got my eye on now. Yeah. And otherwise, besides that, I mean, I'm just plugging away every day. I'm definitely reaching out to the community, and maybe we can talk about that here in a second. But certain companies in the area have been helping me to donate some boxes.
That's great. Yeah. And it seems like there should be, once you get connected to, you know, the various places that treat people, you know, going through that have cancer, you know, both traditional and non-traditional, I mean, hopefully they'll be able to plug you in and get you connected to people that might benefit from this. But I guess a lot of times it's the caregivers around them or the friends and family that are the ones buying these.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
That's great. So yeah, let's talk a little more about what your outreach is into the community. How are you getting the word out there other than having conversations like this? What's proven to be most effective for you?
Yeah, so my gym, actually, Sweat St. Pete, we are partnering this whole month of her. And for every 30,000 calories burned as a whole for the gym, Sweat is donating one box from Leaping Love to Hope Lodge. And Hope Lodge is in Tampa. It is right across the street from Moffitt Cancer Center. And it's through the American Cancer Society. They have locations throughout the U.S., but they offer free lodging to patients and their caregiver who are going through active treatment. So our goal with myself and Sweat St. Pete is to get 20 boxes that we can give to Hope Lodge in November.
That's wonderful. That's great. Well, hopefully it'd be nice to you know, keep growing over the years in the next year or so, and potentially even get your first employee so you don't have to do everything yourself. You'd be able to take a break.
Yes. Are you looking for a side hustle, Joe?
Maybe. I mean, if you're going to do it, you want to do something meaningful. And this
right, right.
It's creative too. And it sounds like also, you know, I'm assuming you've explored partnerships with some of the products themselves, because you know, there are people, there might be ways to help with the, you know, product costs as well on coming into the boxes.
Right. Yeah. I use vendors that all of my vendors either they have some sort of connection to the cancer community, or they give back to the cancer community, or they just do good in general. So I have several vendors that, for example, 5.Post, they are my greeting card company. Right. And her husband actually passed away from cancer. And that kind of, I guess we kind of have sort of a similar story in that cancer was the catalyst to starting our business. And that's why she did it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's such a horrible, such a horrible thing to go through, but it ultimately does become a real bonding agent for a lot of people in a lot of communities. And, it's a life transformation, but it, sounds like you found the good in it and found a purpose, found a business, found a community, in addition to the one that you had before. So I think that's a pretty cool thing and, props for making that happen.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. My husband, when I was going through treatment, always said, there's so much negative right now going through this, but we've got to somehow see the positive and celebrate small milestones in treatment. So that was kind of another thing with creating this company, was turning a negative into a positive and channeling my experience and helping others and paying it forward and giving back.
Website is leapinglove.com.
Yes, correct.
Place for me to submit my resume, though, so we'll have to get that added.
We can talk later.
Well, thank you, Vanessa, for stopping by and telling us about your journey. And like I said, leapinglove.com. There's ways to, if you find the work compelling, you can buy boxes for others. What a sweet thing to do. To buy a box for a stranger. And obviously if you're, someone in your life is going through that, this is a nice thing you can do for them. Prices from 70 to, I think, 108. And that includes
shipping
right to the door. So.
Yeah. All in. And if you don't have a loved one that's going through cancer or treatment, you can actually, if you still want to help the cause, then there's a give a box section that you can purchase. And every quarter, Leaping Love will take all these boxes that people have basically given out of the kindness of their heart. And we will be giving it usually somewhere in the local community, some sort of organization. For example, last weekend, I actually volunteered at Casting for Recovery. It's a 3-day retreat for women with breast cancer specifically. And it's free to every participant, and we're out in the woods and we do bonfires, support groups, art therapy, guided meditation. And then we also learn how to fly fish. So I had a very generous donor who actually donated a box for every woman at that retreat. So they had like a welcome gift whenever they showed up to the camp. So that was awesome.
That's wonderful. Fly fishing sounds fun. I think fly fishing was meditation before meditation was a thing.
But, right, exactly. Out in nature.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again. And leapinglove.com, stop by, buy a box, and connect with Vanessa at the very least, because it sounds like you're doing cool stuff and living your best life.
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling and looking for volunteers too. If anyone wants to, help us go to Hope Lodge and hand over boxes, and there'll be other initiatives in the future that we'll want some help for. So always looking for help from people that are local.
From stpetecatalyst.com.